I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Every now and then, I meet someone who thinks they don't have much going on. Skill set is minimal, gifts are too ordinary, their aim is low because they don't value what they have or who they are in Christ Jesus. When you put what you have in God's hands, little becomes much with the Master's touch. There's a story that's often told by Elziade Bouffier, a 55-year-old widow who lived in the previous century in a French village surrounded by poverty and despair. He could do something, so he did do something. What he did was he collected thousands of acorns and planted them throughout the area. Sure, it doesn't look like much now. When they took root, he cultivated beeches, and when they became saplings, he planted birches. And one day, amidst the death and devastation of World War I, a mysterious gray mist appeared on the horizon. It was the Oaks of 1910, that's what they called it, and below them, the adolescent beeches, and below them, the tiny birch seedlings. Bouffier planted, and he kept on planting. Doesn't it remind you of the story of Johnny Appleseed? And by the end of World War II, environmentalists announced that mysteriously a natural forest had sprung up amidst the barren, devastated surrounding. But the story doesn't end there. What Bouffier did started a chain reaction. Water flowed in the brooks that had previously dried up. The wind scattered seeds and willows. Rushes, meadows, gardens sprung up everywhere. And people came to see, bringing with them hope and prosperity, and decided to settle. All Bouffier did was locate acorns, planted them. It looked like a little bit, but God did the rest. God can do much with little. Look what he did for David with just a slingshot and a stone. Look what he did with a little boy's lake trout sandwich. He fed 5,000, and he will do the same for you. Just trust what you have. Put it in God's hand. It's like a pebble that's dropped into a pond, and watch the ripples spread out in every direction. Every day, you can live with several options. You can think you have nothing and then do nothing. You can think you have little and do little. You can think only of yourself and your own interest. You can be afraid of success and failure and take no risk and go no further. Or, here's my suggestion, ask God to show you what you have and then go ahead and do it and leave the rest to God. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call. You and God can do great things today.